right back and visit that belly and chest one more time. Inhale, big, big belly. Exhale, drop. Now exhale, come in.
Instructor Vicki Townsend is warming up her yoga class at IPS School 34 on the southeast side of Indianapolis. Today, six girls, one boy, and one mom are on yoga mats arranged in a circle facing each other. As the class gets underway, the students cycle from pose to pose, moving from the floor to their knees to standing and back. It's much like yoga for adults with a few kid-friendly tweaks. Some kids meow for cat pose and bark for downward dog. And everybody darts their tongues in and out when they get to cobra. Townsend comes here once a week to lead a 45-minute yoga session, sponsored by the Mighty Lotus Foundation, a local nonprofit. According to President Alyssa Fennig, teaching yoga to children is not really about exercise.
It's to help them cultivate mindfulness and coping mechanisms to deal with the stress that they deal with as kids, and then to learn planting seeds so that when they grow, they have something to go back to.
Mindfulness means concentrating your attention on one thing in the present moment. 10-year-old Shannon says she does a resting pose, kneeling with her head towards the floor to help focus while she's doing homework.
Whenever I'm doing my homework and I'm getting really frustrated and not knowing what the answer is, I always do child's pose to help me relax and focus.
Austin, also 10, says that he uses yoga techniques in social situations.
Like when someone tells a teacher on you because you didn't do nothing, then you get angry at them so you could do a breath of fire.
Did it stop you from doing something else, like yelling or hitting somebody?
Yes, because I got like ADHD and it makes me really mad and hyper real quick.
Austin is one of a handful of students in the group who have ADHD, according to Dina Perry, a teacher at School 34 who supervises yoga class.
Overall, there's been an improvement with their ability to concentrate and to attend to the tasks of yoga. You know, before they were finished 30 minutes into it, now they can do the full 45 and are able to keep up with their peers.
Some research appears to support Perry's observations. For example, researchers in India followed 80 boys and girls with ADHD as they took yoga and meditation classes for 6 weeks. They found significant improvements in the children's social and academic performance. But so far, there have been no large-scale studies and no research looking at the effectiveness of yoga as a substitute for common ADHD drugs. At School 34, the yoga students have figured out that yoga can help anyone relax and focus in times of stress. Dina Perry says they convinced their classmates to do a standing pose before taking the ISTEP exam this spring.
And so it just sort of went around the school that in grades 3 through 6, before they started ISTEP, they would do the tree pose before they left the classroom to go into the computer lab because the second part is multiple choice online. And so they did tree pose in their classroom to sort of calm their nerves, and then they went into the lab to take the test.
9-year-old Maya hopes they have the same yoga teacher next year.
Because she is fun. I've been really inspired, and hopefully we can learn even more from her.
Mighty Lotus will be back at School 34 in the fall and plans to expand the program to more schools. For WFYI News, I'm Andrea Maraskin.
So strong. Take a big breath in.